when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hey, what's up? It's Kenny the Jet Smith, and welcome to Complex Sports Podcast.
On this week's episode of the Complex Sports Podcast, we have a stacked lineup of guests that includes Kenny Smith returning to the podcast, so you already know there's fireworks there after his last appearance. And we also finally have the one and only 2 Chainz joining us to talk about All-Star Weekend, playing hoops, rap life, all that kind of stuff. So let's get to it. What up, everybody? It's your man Chops, brand new episode of the Complex Sports Podcast. As always, I'm joined by Zion and Adam. Fellas, what's going on? Adam, Zion has all of his Duke stuff on, even though he blocked me from his Duke account. I can no longer get my Duke hoops news. I am sad. Yes. It's a sad day for me.
You're making it hot for me, bro. You're making it way too hot. You don't need to do that.
Me sharing Zion's content is making it hot, apparently, according
yes,
to Zion.
Yes, it's making it hot. We don't
the question
need to
I would
have
hot. For you is, why would you want to follow an account that documents a team that won't be making the NCAA tournament?
Ooh.
That seems like a waste of time.
No, Adam, are you confident that UConn is making the tournament?
1,000%, yes.
Okay.
Number one.
Take it to the bank. Take it to the grave.
It is March.
It is March, baby.
And this tournament is still kind of fake. It's being played in one location. I still stand by that this doesn't count for anything. But anyway.
I do want to say, you don't realize how much you miss doing a bracket and March Madness and all thing until you don't have it. Like, it turned in March and watching some college hoops the past couple of weeks, I'm into it. Like, I'm ready to fill out a bracket. I'm ready to watch college basketball nonstop, you know, the early rounds and everything. So I really can't wait.
Casual.
Before we get to our 2 guests this week, we have 2 great guests. Kenny Smith comes back on. You guys Kenny know what Smith. Happened last time.
Kenny Smith is back, ladies and gentlemen, and he's back, and he changed his mind on his old hot take.
Yes, if you remember his list, we may have got him to change it. And then we also have 2 Chainz on for a great conversation with 2 Chainz. Before that, Zion, I went viral on Twitter today. Why did I go viral on Twitter? Yes, I did. I went viral. Peloton was trending because of me.
You did not go viral, but you did start the virality of the topic.
Okay, Field went viral. Field Yates, my buddy Field. What happened was I took a screenshot of a Peloton membership that was supposedly J.J. Watt, and it listed 3 teams he might go to: Buffalo, Green Bay, Cleveland. I sent it. Field sent it out, and then everybody sent it out, like every account you can imagine. I think, and tell me if I'm crazy here, guys, I think that I personally pushed J.J. Watt into announcing his new team today because of my tweet going viral. Confirm or deny?
He probably did.
Adam?
Do we have – no, my question is, are we 1,000% sure that that's his legitimate Peloton account?
So he said it wasn't. He tweeted, I don't even have a bike, but
– so where are you getting this information from, pal?
Peloton – here, listen to me.
Okay.
Peloton did an official article a few weeks back. It was like, ride with your favorite NFL players. And they listed that as J.J. Watt's account. So was he lying? And that was really his Peloton? Or was it not? I don't know.
Can you hack a Peloton?
I don't think you can hack it. But he had the best name ever, K.J. Watt. I don't know if anybody rides Peloton, but with the output on it is called K.J. So
that's cute.
It was a cute name. But
the fact that you use that as... the fact that they use that as to give you hope that J.J. Watt was going to end up as a Cleveland Brown is hilarious. That's what's the more funny part is.
Why is that funny?
And the fact that he didn't pick any of those teams that were that you were fantasizing about. He picked the Arizona Cardinals.
Sorry, it was reported that a Super Bowl was his most important thing. That's obviously a lie. That was a lie. Because he went to the Arizona Cardinals. They're not winning no damn Super Bowl.
Well, quality of life matters a hell of a lot, so I'd rather be in Arizona than Cleveland, pal.
Yeah, that's true. I'd be in Arizona and Cleveland. And I think Arizona, as crazy as it sounds, has a better chance of making the Super Bowl than they're the
fourth best team in that division, Zion.
The Chiefs are still in the AFC, and they're still going to smack you all around.
Okay, but are they not the fourth best team in that division, Zion? The NFC West is probably stacked.
Probably, but you never know with the NFC. We know what the AFC.
You wouldn't give the Cardinals the edge over the 49ers?
I would give Shanahan the edge over Kingsbury.
As in coaching, yeah, I'll give you that. But I mean, personnel wise, you may be able to give the edge to the Cardinals.
You may be third, fourth best. They're not the best two.
They're not
unless Zion. How sad were you that Russell Wilson put out his trade request teams and the Giants weren't on it?
I was not sad at all. I did not even notice that. I didn't even know he did.
The man who's been trying to say Russell Wilson should come to the Giants.
I didn't even know he did it. Like, I haven't been paying attention to that news. It is basketball season. It is basketball season.
We have nothing to talk about with the NBA right now.
We have five more days of NBA action before they take a week break.
There's nothing to talk about the NBA.
Number one, the All-Star game should not be played. I am glad Kevin Durant is not playing in the All-Star game. I hope Kyrie Irving sets out the All-Star game. This is a joke. Adam Silver, you fumbled the bag just because you wanted the bag. It's very selfish to make these guys play some stupid game in Atlanta. But I would watch it.
So James Harden can play. You don't care about James Harden playing?
And you're making James Harden go to Atlanta where it's open and he could do whatever he wants. It's very selfish. It's very selfish.
I'm seeing a lot of party flyers down there for Atlanta.
There's a lot of antibodies going around the Nets, so they're going to be okay, pal.
The NBA doesn't care, though. They make KD.
No, they don't. Yeah, they clearly don't have to do in this. Yeah.
There's nothing to talk about the NBA. Let's just get to the second half of the season. Do you want a victory lap about the Knicks being over 500 right now?
This is the latest in the season they've been over 500 since that mythical. I can't even fucking talk right now. That season where they won 54 games with the second seed in the East. So it feels pretty ridiculous and unusual and crazy that Knicks fans actually have hope and something to root for this late in the season or this late in the calendar, whatever the hell you want to call it. They're actually a decent team.
The video of the Knicks fans walking out of Madison Square Garden after the regular season win the other night, like cheering like they won a championship, is like my favorite.
It's been a bleak existence as a Knicks fan. So Knicks fans are going apeshit over the fact that they are actually one game over 500 right now.
One of them was saying F Brooklyn. That's pathetic. Why do we live rent free in your heads?
We so badly need a Nets Knicks first round series. We will sweep
that series 100%.
We so badly need that series. We need that. What would it be called? Is it a Subway series? Is that what it's called?
That is kind of a Subway series.
I mean, are we going to call it that though?
We'd have to think of a name for
the Battle of the Burrows.
I mean, Subway Series is Yankees Mets. That's pretty. You can't fuck.
That's
with
pretty
that.
Locked in. Yeah. Okay, so we'll think of another name for a potential
Battle
Yankee.
Of the Burrows. That's what it is.
Battle of the Burrows isn't bad. Okay, let's get to it. Not a lot of news this week, but we have two great guests. So let's get to our Kenny Smith conversation. Kenny back on the pod. Immediate laughs, because if you know what happened last time, if you're not familiar, go back and listen to that episode. Kenny went super viral.
We went on national TV.
We went on TNT.
And Kenny basically said LeBron James wasn't, he had him at number 10 last time, all time. Yeah. He didn't have Kobe in his top 10.
Yeah. So it went super viral. So let's get to this because Kenny might have a change of tune.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Kenny the Jet Smith, back on the podcast. Kenny, what's going on?
I'm not messing with y'all. Every time I get on here, man, I get in all kinds of trouble. Everybody, you know, the greatest players in the world don't want to talk to me. You know, I don't know, man. How y'all doing? Tell me how y'all doing.
First question, do you hate us?
No, I don't hate y'all. I just know that I got to – y'all like water. I call y'all water, like running water. Like you don't know the temperature of it until you put your hand in it. So I gotta like put my hand in and make I'm not getting burned. Running water.
Well, I mean, Zion here is the one that posted the clip, so blame him.
Hey, I will say, have you changed your mind though? Have you changed? Is LeBron James a top 10 player of all time after his championship?
Because we're already back here. We're
back. You know what I'm saying? Now you touch the water.
It's hot.
No, first of all, I had him like 9-10 last time.
You had a 10.
I would say yes. I said, your body of work speaks on to me. We're talking barbershop talk. Your body of work speaks on how you go. So you can't have a body of work and say, you know, Zion's the best. Let's say Zion Williamson's the best second year player. Wait. You can't compare that. The body of work. So the body of work has increased. The winning has increased. I actually think it's harder to win in a bubble than in a regular. I think it's harder, you know, not being around the things that you're accustomed to. So I thought that was a great championship. So, yeah, he moved up my list. He moved up.
Where is he at?
Progress.
What number?
He moved up.
Do we get a number?
I still have, you know, Chamberlain, Russell, and Michael, you know, there. But I think he passed the Larry Bird Magic status.
Okay.
He moved over those guys. But those guys were iconic figures that made the league what it is today. So, he's moved over that. So, and he moved over Oscar for me.
And Nate Tony Archibald.
He had not.
What about Tiny?
He had not moved over Oscar for me at that time.
Okay.
You know, I was like the body of work in the and you know, I don't you know, I just didn't feel like it did. So yeah. So now he's in the top five. But
there
he's
we go. There we go.
Fine. We'll take that one.
Last year, Pandemic Kenny was not having it.
Kenny, before we get to more hoops, let's talk about this documentary, Inside the NBA documentary, 4-part series. Debuting this week, TNT. What are we going to learn from this documentary? That because you get people follow you guys so closely. So what's going to be knocked down for us for the fans to really learn about you guys and how you operate?
Well, first thing, you know, it's an honor to be part of a documentary series while you're still alive
and doing the show.
The show is still going on.
Yeah,
you know, like we can watch about you know documentaries about. Monday Night Football, you know, with Dandy Don and Howard Cosell. So those guys aren't, it's not doing, they're not doing it. We're in the middle of it, at the height of it, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I just realized how much we've ingrained in the pop culture. Mm-hmm. That's what you're going to start to remember. Kind of like when Jordan series came out, everybody was like, dang, I didn't know, I forgot. I think there's things that people like say, yo, y'all lose, you're going fishing. That's from us. Like, that's me. Like, oh, you Shaq and the fool. Oh, that's Shaq. You know what I mean? Like, you forget that there are things that people say, and then there are friends of mine that says things, then they didn't realize it comes from our show, and it's part of their normal vernacular. We're Jay-Z, Tupac, and Biggie. Like, we just made statements and say things that people forget that, no, that came from, oh, Ashy the Classy, that's Biggie. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I say it every day. I'm like, oh, man, what's Ashy the Classy? You know, that's Biggie. Like, you forget that these people made you say those things.
You also, Kenny, I get a chance to watch the first few episodes, and like four of them are dedicated to, one's dedicated to EJ, one's dedicated to you, one's dedicated to Charles, one's dedicated to Shaq, and they also talk about behind-the-scenes people. But in your episode, It was kind of crazy how you've been.
I haven't seen
you
it.
You haven't seen it
so
all.
So you can tell me. Don't tell me. No, just tell me.
All right. So I'm not going to spoil it, but.
I said I'm going to watch.
Okay. But I just want to ask you this question. Okay. You mentioned at some point previously before you went on Inside the NBA, you had no idea, had no desire to be a broadcaster. You become one of the iconic mm-hmm. ones. So how crazy is it, this trajectory you've gone over the years where yeah. you retired from the Rockets and the NBA, you didn't even think about broadcasting. You've been an absolute natural for like decades now.
Well, you know, one dreams about being a broadcaster, you know, before us, I don't think, man, maybe now, but you think about playing.
Yeah.
But I always was a fan of like The Voice. So, you know, I remember when Bill Russell used to do games, you know, with CBS, and I used to like listen to him. But Marv Albert, I grew up in New York City. So I used to have to listen to him on radio. So my influence comes from these guys like Bill Russell, Marv Albert, because Marv would have to paint the picture because he was on radio. The game wasn't actually there. So he would make me see. Frazier brings the ball up court. He crosses the mid-court line. Now he crosses the half. And here comes Monroe. Monroe comes over, pass. So he created that environment. I'm like, damn. When I start, I was like, I'm bringing that to it. And there's another guy named Warner Wolf. He was on Channel 7, ABC.
Do you know that name, Young Zion? He's a New Yorker also. The two of us are New Yorkers. Young Chops over here is a Clevelander. But do you know Warner Wolf, Young Zion?
I do not know.
Oh, come on.
Warner Wolf.
Let's go to the videotape.
Let's go to the videotape. That's where let's go to the big board.
Oh, okay. There we go.
All right.
From him, I'm going to the big board because he would say, let's go to the videotape. And then he would stop it and explain something. Go.
Yeah.
I stole that from him. Like, that was my influence, these guys. Yeah. And I was like, I always wanted to paint a picture. And then I was a rap fan. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm going to paint a picture every time I talk. Mm-hmm. I used to love Biggie. I love Slick Rick. Like, I used to, like, I like telling stories as it goes.
Those are rappers, Zion.
I know way more about rap than, well, now you went with the dip.
Have you ever heard Slick Rick? Have you ever heard Slick Rick?
Adam.
Come on, you've heard Slick Rick. Of course.
Bro, we cannot do, Adam, I know more rap than
you. Once upon a time, not long. People live in pajamas and live like so.
Kenny, we're going to flip this episode on Zion. That's exactly what we're going to do.
So I always said that I'm going to talk to my grandmother. And my favorite announcer at the time was Hubie Brown. Because mm-hmm. he used to break the game down. Like, he breaks it down so much that you couldn't be broken no more. I'm like, I'm going to talk. But I was like, I want to talk to both of them at the same time. So I always think about that as I'm doing it. And that became my natural movement, honestly. And then, you know, my ex-wife, Dawn, I credit her because she was a reporter for ABC in Little Rock office, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And she used to go, okay, sit and record my things and we'll go over so I can critique what I've done. And she'd be like, do this. She's like, you could do this if you wanted to. And there it is. And that's why I started doing it.
And you've been great at it. And one last documentary question, even though you haven't seen it. What was the best prank you guys pulled on Charles? Because they talked about a bunch of them during the Ooh. Documentary. There were some classic ones.
It might be tomorrow. Like every day, it's like there's so many things that you don't even see. That's like because prank. Our show. This is what most people don't know. Our show isn't our show. It's a continuation of the studio.
Yeah.
So it starts in the when we get dressed to get in makeup and. Hair, whatever you want, like all of that, everybody's involved. I was saying this a couple of times. There's no one on our show who's been there 5 years or more that will say, they could all say, oh, I was talking to him about that and it made it to the show. Every single person.
Yeah.
There's not a comp. We take everything from everywhere. So like this pranks that's going on in the makeup room that's just in the makeup room. There's pranks that's going on in the green room that's only going in the green room. But then, these are the ones that made the show. But I mean, Charles is OCD.
You told us that.
I don't know
if you
know.
You told us that. So, last time,
The dollars with the dollars and moving the money.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, so those don't make the show. But the best on show was the donkey.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say Champions Club was pretty damn good, too.
Well, yeah, Champions. You know where championships came from?
No.
Okay. I do All Star Weekend.
party. Zion knows about my All-Star Weekend party, bro.
I went to I went to yours in LA when you held in LA a couple years ago.
Come on, you know what they are. I rented out all of the whole New York Street proper. On the studio.
You do it proper. 2022, we're back. 2022.
We're back. No, this year I got one this year. It's virtual.
Okay.
With D Nice and Snoop.
Okay.
You're getting it first. Kenny.
All right, Kenny.
Yes. Virtual. So, but it started from there. Like, and everyone used to say how hard it was to get in my events. So I was like, yeah, you get face love, you can get in. They were like, face love? What that mean? Like, you got a championship ring, that's face love. And then I was like, oh, let's do a thing where Charles can't get into the studio. So those security guards that are there were guys who used to work my event. So I called them up, right? And they were like, oh, we'll drive over. They came. I said, you want to be on TV tonight? They're like, yo, come on. And they came through. But those were real security guards for like the hottest clubs in Atlanta. And so everywhere, it's like, those are real people. And so we just did it because it's like, it's hard to get in to the Champions Club.
That's funny. So talking hoops real quick, Kenny. I saw Shaq's mom got on him about him being mean to the young players. That's the last straw.
Bums, he said. Yeah. He said those bums, though. He's not being. He said those bums.
So he's got to stop being mean to the young guys, right?
No, I mean, there's a difference between being mean and critiquing the game.
Okay.
Like, I think that 99.9% of the time, we're not mean. Because I'm going to be like, yo. You didn't get back on. They don't get back on defense. Oh, let me run to the board. Here he is. He's getting run by this guy. You can't fool us. Like, you know, but I think with Shaq, it's being Shaq too. Shaq talked trash about big men his whole life.
Yeah.
So he's not being mean. I remember when they asked him, like, where would you rank? He was in Orlando. Mm-hmm. And I think Alonzo Mourning was in Miami. And they're like, okay, where do you rank Alonzo Mourning in terms of big men in the league? The big man in the league, he's the fourth best center in Florida. He's like, they were like, Florida. They're like, yeah, he's like me, Ronnie Cicely, the kid at Florida State, and then Zoe. So this was him. Then, so Rudy Gobert and JaVale McGee, they're going to be what he's always been.
Yeah.
And if you take it personally, then you know.
They took it personally.
Right, but Shaq is a rap battler. He battles. Yeah, yeah. That's him. He's not going to, he does that with me, with Charles. He's doing it to us all the time.
Yeah.
But especially Biggs, he always wants to put Biggs in their place like he's still playing. So to me, it wasn't being mean, and it's being who we truly are.
But are today's set of players more sensitive than years ago? Because, I mean, did you guys hear from guys that you would critique or you know, criticize on inside the NBA the way you kind of do, or at least some guys do nowadays?
Well, I don't know if, like, we still don't get, like, players very rarely call me and be like, yo, you said this about me, or Shaq said this. Very rarely, like maybe once every 2 years. It's but they see it more on social media.
Like
when we used to say things or people said things before, it lived in that moment and it's gone. Now it's like every day. It's like someone's retweeting it, rehashing it up. They're putting it on these memes. I think that's what makes them feel, a little more personal about it. But the truth is what it is. If you don't get for me, I never questions anyone's heart.
Mm-hmm.
Their desire or their passion. I can't measure that. So, but I definitely could question whether your ass is not playing D or not, or you didn't rotate right. I could question that any day.
And you go right to the videotape.
Right to the board, bro.
Zion, you got all your Duke stuff out. Get your Duke questions in.
Yeah, we apologize for his outfit today. We're sorry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. March, man. Sorry, it's March. Sorry. You know, it's March. So I got
your team's not even in the tournament, pal.
No, it's March, and they won't be playing.
You sure about that? We could make a wager about that. They're going to make the tournament.
Oh, 100%.
They're going to make the tournament.
They're going to win the ACC tournament? They're going to win the ACC tournament.
They're going to win Saturday.
That's the only way.
At Chapel Hill.
That's the only way.
They're going to win
only
Saturday.
Way they
now, make a wager. He lost a wager to CJ McCollum already on our podcast. So make another wager, Young Zion. Go ahead.
They're going to win Saturday at Chapel Hill. That's 100%.
Okay, let me say this. I have nothing to gain by winning Saturday. Like, so it's not really a fair bet. We're in the tournament. We're going to be there. We're going to be playing.
Barely.
It doesn't. You never. My dad taught me this. You never bet against a man who has nothing to lose. You know what I mean?
You got. That's true. So you're fine with nothing to do.
I don't bet against. You have nothing to lose. Win or lose. If you win, you only have something to gain. If you lose, you're still where you are. I have everything to lose.
Listen,
I'm not betting you. When y'all start getting back in where we are, we can make bets.
Where you Stop are? It. You guys missed a tournament last year. What are you talking about?
There was no tournament. It was a pandemic.
Don't do that. You lost before.
The reason
you played your last game the reason of the season before the tournament.
Let me tell you this. The reason why there was a pandemic because North Carolina wasn't going to be in the tournament in the pandemic. That's the reason why it's a pandemic.
Kenny, before we know you got out. So real quick, some NBA stuff. Pick right now. Who do you think is going to win it all? Okay. MVP. And then is there any move out there? Like, should the Knicks get Victor Oladipo? Like, is there any move out there you think could help a team out there?
Well, it's funny how the Knicks get thrown in all the conversations.
They're over 500, Kenny.
No, when they're bad, they're good or indifferent. Like, you said help a team get over the top and you like Victor Oladipo to the Knicks. There's a 500 team. So, like, you didn't say, like, all the other 500 teams. You just went straight to the Knicks. I'm a New Yorker, so I get it. But anyway, but around the country, the Knicks don't need to be in this conversation, y'all. I'm just letting y'all know. So, but anyway.
Wow.
But, I mean, because you're 500.
Well, that's kind of a big deal right now.
I'm not a Knicks fan. I'm a Cavs fan. I don't care about the Knicks. I just saw Woj mention the Knicks with Oladipo. That's the only reason I brought it up.
But you think about this, when we're going to keep talking Knicks. The Knicks have been the losingest franchise in NBA for the last 20 years.
Yes.
The losingest. Mm-hmm. And we talk about them all the time.
For some reason.
They have been the losingest franchise in basketball history for 20 years. Because
they have one of the best fan bases.
My son, who is 23, never has seen the Knicks as a good team ever in his life. And he asked me a question about a team that my son has never seen as a good team in his life. We can't go there. I'm just saying the Knicks get such a pass. But I think that the Los Angeles Lakers healthy are the best team in basketball. They're the best team in basketball. Unhealthy, it is. I think the Clippers are the best team in basketball. Whoa.
No Nets.
Yeah. No, not this year. I think the Nets are really good. I think they're just too small. I think when they're at their best, they're going to be small.
Okay.
Because they have three guards. I say Kyrie, James, and Kevin Durant is a guard. Mm-hmm. He plays on the wings. Mm-hmm. So the interior is so little that they put in inside that guys like Joel Embiid, Anthony Davis, you know, Rudy Gobert, like they get to play well. Like, they're always going to play well against them, where I think they have to get a JaVale McGee in Cleveland who's sitting around, who's only playing sparingly, or Andre Drummond. Like, they need some size, not to beat first round, second round, but to beat the elite guys whose bigs can play perimeter. So like, Joel Embiid could guard guys who shoot three.
If they get that big this year, are they in that conversation?
Yeah. They're in the conversation, without question. They're in the conversation. They're still in the conversation.
Yeah.
But I would have never seen such a small team win. Because even when they say, oh, Golden State, no, JaVale McGee and Looney and those guys were coming off the bench. They gave you my guy from Australia, Andrew
Bogut.
Like, no, they weren't little. Like, stop it. They had three bigs that they would just rotate in.
Can the Jazz do anything to make you think, other than actually winning in the playoffs, make you think beforehand that they're a legit contender?
They're doing this. They're taking them steps.
Okay. But they're taking
like, this is that next step that they took, which I thought that honestly, the Jazz would be Denver this year. I thought Denver would be the one where they are.
Yeah.
I think this is that next step. And they go, oh, we're here. Now we gain the experience. Oh, this is what a game 7 feels like. In the conference finals. Like, oh, this is what it feels like. All right. And then they make that next jump. That's what I think they are.
Okay.
MVP, Joel Embiid.
Oof. And you said, you mentioned Philly going against the Nets. Do you actually think Philly could win in the East?
Yeah. Between Ben Simmons and who plays interior and Joel Embiid.
Didn't you compare Ben Simmons to Rajon Rondo the other day, Kenny?
I said he could play, I would say, be a bigger Rajon Rondo and not really worry about your three-point shot as much. Like, Rondo plays not worrying about
There is a thing,
because he attacks
playoff off Rondo,
of
so Rondo, playoff Simmons.
Rondo can hit it, though. Rondo hits him.
And he takes it, but he doesn't look for it. But also, another guy I compared Ben Simmons to, he could be a better version of Ron Artest. Meaning, a guy who could stop you from getting 20 and get 20. Not too many guys in the league can do that. Now, you're not getting 20 on me, but I might get it on you.
Okay.
And Ron was a ball handler, but not as good, but like a better version of Ron.
Ron hit some clutch threes, though. You know, game 7, he hit that clutch. You know, we haven't seen that from
later. I'm talking about Chicago Bulls, Ron.
Okay. So the early version. Okay.
Said he could be like the early version Chicago Bulls, Ben Simmons and Ron Artest, athletic, you know, that movement. It could be the same.
Gotcha. Kenny, you're welcome on this podcast anytime you want.
Anytime, man.
I gotta remember the stories I tell y'all. So, but we got more. We're going our whole Michael. We do a Michael Jordan day one time. Give you some Michael Jordan.
And then also just keep dunking.
North Carolina.
Keep dunking on Zion for his Duke fandom.
Oh, we're going to revisit. Oh yeah, this, man. We'll revisit.
If Zion does not get in a dunk contest, we have a problem.
Well, Houston, we have a problem. Is he doing it? The field. I mean, I'm not gonna. I know it's on.
He's
TNT
better do it,
but
he's got to show the world. Forget it. We seen you dunk on high schoolers and college guys. Yeah. These are men. Can you do it against the men? Boys to men, brother. You know, let's see if you can do it against men. Then he can with Zion. This Zion can wear all that stupid stuff. No.
And we got Cassius.
If he's scared, if he's scared to get in a dunk contest. That ain't the Zion I thought he was.
Oh, he won the McDonald's one in high school.
Man, hot. Man, guys are 165 pounds dunking in there, man. Knock it off. This is men, man. These are men. Could you imagine Zach LaVine, Aaron Gordon, and Zion in a dunk contest?
That would be
crazy. What is it this year? Cassius Stanley?
They announced Cassius Stanley, Obi Toppin, and Anthony Simons. So.
Yeah, we need Zion.
Good night. I'm gone. Good night. Good night, Sam.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Kenny.
All
right.
Be good. Man.
Peace.
All right.
See ya. Woo. So did we change Kenny's mind, guys?
I think we deserve a little credit.
I think we deserve a little credit.
Yeah.
I thought Kenny hated us. So the fact that he loves us just makes me feel good. Because another TNT employee does hate us. And his name is
Chris. Hates Adam and Chops.
Oh, he hates two-thirds of us. Chris Webber hates Adam. Hates Adam.
Well.
Yeah. He was trending during his last game. He was so bad.
Yep.
I was listening to music, so I didn't hear the broadcast.
Are you a girl? Are you
apparently, I'm a chick. So I'm a chick according to Chris Webber. That's fun.
We got 2 Chainz. Speaking of music, Adam, have you ever heard a 2 Chainz song before?
I have multiple 2 Chainz albums. I have interviewed 2 Chainz previously. It's not a lie.
Oh, one thing I do want to talk about. Stop acting like I don't know more rap than you, Adam. Like, you need to stop that.
Have you actually listened to Slick Rick, pal? Do you know who Slick Rick is?
No, I don't listen to him, but I know who he is. But Chops, I'll give the benefit of the doubt because he worked at Def Jam. So maybe, I wouldn't say he knows more rap, but he's been around more rap than me. But like you, come on.
You don't know my credentials, pal. Come on, okay?
I also came up like writing about music. Like
he did.
My first jobs were at Complex were music related.
So. I was listening to hip hop before you were born, pal. Okay.
Oh my god.
Since you're in short pants, I've been all in it and all about it. So don't even challenge me.
Seems like a perfect time to go to our 2 Chainz interview where we talk about, you know, the best rapper ballers and a whole bunch of other stuff. Me and Chainz, just for your information, me and Chainz worked together when I was at Def Jam. Had the pleasure of working on his Rapper Go to the League album, which was a lot of fun. I think one thing he mentioned during the thing, I think Quavo and Jack Harlow were actually playing together, and it's not when we recorded. I think Little Baby dropped out, so it's like Jack Harlow. Yeah. So just one programming note there. But let's get to our 2 Chainz interview. A lot of fun. He took a real good shot at me, actually. Real good shot at me. So let's get to that. All right, we'll just jump right into it. Chainz, what's going on, man? I have to say, before we get too deep into it, I want to thank you because my time at Def Jam, I don't know if you remember me, you took me to Magic City, and it was one of the best nights of my life. I'm just going to say that, Chains. You brought us down there to listen to the album, Rap or Go to the League, and we went to Magic City, and it was incredible.
That's hard. Pre-pandemic.
This was
what did we miss?
Pre-pandemic.
Y'all missed a lot.
Nothing, man. I bought the whole Def Jam, vagina rounds. No, I'm just playing. We just hung out, man. Let them see the culture. You know what I'm saying? What we do, how we move, how we, you know, get food from a strip club, stuff like that.
It was an amazing experience. So before we got too deep into it, I just wanted, thank you again, Chance.
You're welcome, brother.
You made my 1 year working in the music industry. That was like the highlight of it. So I'll just say that. But let's talk about this game. Let's talk about this because everybody, Open Run, 2v2, All-Star Weekend. Everybody also always talks about the best hoopers who are rappers. So now we're about to see it. So what are we going to see on the court? You and Lil Baby versus Quavo and Dirk. What are we going to see?
You're going to see four rappers that smoke a lot, play basketball. You want the truth or what?
That's the truth. The conditioning is not going to be up to par, huh?
I think we have to let people know that early. The game in a couple of weeks, we've been smoking back to back for a couple of years. So just know that I think all of us do have a basketball game, but I just think, cardio may be, who knows? People may get excited and fight through it, but cardio could be something. But, we'll see.
I like how you're getting everybody prepared just in case, if you guys maybe need like a
break. Just because people be like, what's wrong with it? Only a smoker, no. You'd be like, Lord. what I'm saying?
Can Baby hoop? Because we all know you, Quavo, and Dirk can hoop. Can Baby hoop?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
We about to find out.
So, Zion, I want to go to you because we did a bracket on Complex Sports Twitter.
Oh, yeah. We did about 2 years ago. We kind of put together a little tournament, March Madness, of basically letting people vote on who the best rap hooper was. I think you got pretty deep into the tournament. But they had you losing. This is fan voted. So they had you losing to J. Cole.
Okay.
And I think that might have been the final four. But
that's hard, really.
What do you think about that?
I think J. Cole is hard. I seen some highlights probably like y'all seen him play, And I saw him run with some NBA guys, which I've done myself, and he still like he was holding his own. So I think it'll be a good matchup because I know he take it serious. I think he was even talking about trying to go to the league or something, or trying to play, And I've never seen J. Cole smoke anything unless he probably just does it behind the scenes or something like that or whatever. So, no.
Yeah, J. Cole probably got like a Peloton at home. Like he's in like. J. Cole is in great shape too, Chance. He is in great shape.
He almost dunked like in the All-Star game wearing full clothes, not stretching, just went up like hell nah. Man had on like damn near some Pumas or something. Just damn near just jumped up there. So yeah.
All right. I want to bring this up. Cause obviously Rap or Go to the League, which I did promo on at Def Jam, the content side. LeBron now is saying he is making an album.
No, he didn't say that.
Oh, he wants to make an album with friends.
Chops, that was really bad. What? That was really bad. That was really bad. You really just like took like it was like a paragraph, and you just made like the smallest falsest statement ever.
I'm in the media, Chance.
But listen. This dude last night came in here and was like, "Yeah, man, you hear LeBron trying to rap right now?" I'm like, "This shit is crazy."
I didn't say that. I meant he's like,
I know. But it just made me think about how stuff can be misconstrued. I think what he said was he loves music and he wouldn't mind putting together a project, which makes me think. It makes me feel like Khaled, right? That's what Khaled does. He puts together projects, right? He loves music, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what I got out of it. I didn't really get nothing else. And obviously, he has a lot of friends in the industry, and he could facilitate. I think he can get it done if he wanted to. I haven't talked to him. I don't know if he'll do it. I know he's not going to rap. Whatever other questions you're about to ask me, Chop.
No, I'm just about to. If he calls for a song, obviously, you're going to give him a verse and a song.
He has like 10 or 20 of my songs that I've never put out before already that I was going to put out and end up like, so he could it would totally be easy to do and fun to do for him.
But have you ever heard him rap?
He does not rap. So exactly. Let's stop that.
All right. So for the record, we know
rap.
That.
LeBron okay. James does not rap. He doesn't want to rap.
There is some audio from, I think, his Heat years when he tried rapping.
And isn't there a mysterious LeBron KD track also?
There's a LeBron KD track that leaked.
I heard
exists.
The same track. I've never, okay, well, let me, he's never tried to rap in front of me, guys. Let me just put it out. Y'all go get the track and put it on Apple Music. Let people decide.
I mean, KD sounded pretty nice on it. I'll just say that. I mean,
I'm not going to take away because, you know, obviously people can do, you know, more than one thing. So I'm not going to say like a Hooper can't rap. I'm just telling you personally, I've never seen LeBron, you know, rap before. But yeah. I know for a fact that just like we rap and we about to go hoop. It's some people. And now we about to go hoop. We might not look like NBA players, but if the NBA players rap, they might not be complete. Right. You know, so it's a balance right there. Yeah. For sure. Strong correlation.
Definitely.
I think on the same topic of LeBron recently, you were courtside. For that, you actually, because I helped with Complex, the main Instagram, you actually commented on this post where we posted courtside Karen. With that whole event, you commented that you saw the whole thing go down. Yeah. So from your perspective, what happened that night with courtside Karen and LeBron?
Boy, I'm not getting into that.
not even your own view of it, you know?
Yeah, no, man. I think it was just, I think it was more or less kind of blown out of proportion. I don't think it was nothing that serious, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was nothing that serious. I think, you know, when crowds come around. And then, you know, sometimes there won't be nothing to talk about in the media. So they'd be like, we got to get this one. So. And then it happened to LeBron, so it's like it had a little bit more eyeballs on it or whatever. But it really wasn't that bad, and it wasn't that serious.
Chains, we ain't seen fans at games in a while, so that's why I think too. You know, people, you guys are different than a court set. We don't see that no more because of the pandemic. So
doing the necessary precautions. You know,
that's good.
We're doing COVID tests outside before we get into the game. It takes about 20 minutes to get to in the game. So they want you to get there, obviously, you know what I'm saying, earlier than you normally would. You get your, you know, COVID test. You have an app, or it's like a clear app. You have, like, it's a couple things. They still doing temp check. You still have to. I actually know two or three people that's had their second shot, you know, vaccinations, and they still have to do the same thing. They still have to get tested.
Yeah.
They still have to wear that mask. You know what I'm saying? No food on the court side, because if you have food, you get to take your mask down. So people that, if they do get, you know, drunk or something, it's like during halftime, it's during those breaks where you just try to hurry up and do it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I think they're necessarily slowly but surely trying to get, you know, fans in the building. But, you know, the ones that are really close to the players, they're just, you know, if it's two or three games, I'll have three, you know, COVID tests that week. It's just how it goes.
Yeah. And then real quick before we get into some the game that you guys are playing, your charity is also involved. You want to tell us about that?
True Foundation is a charity. My wife started after her cousin's untimely demise through domestic violence.
Oh.
And a lot of the initiative we do are for, like, maybe single parent households, single moms, homeless. A lot of things we do, we do around, you know, education and give backs, not just during, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas, but all year round.
That's good. So the proceeds from that are going to go to the True Foundation, which you.
Well, yeah. And then I'm definitely going to, you know, I plan on doing something for HBCUs as well. I hadn't completely got the whole thing together, but, you know, it's obviously about, you know, giving back.
I mean, which you do very well in Atlanta with, I know, is it two restaurants now? Is it two? Did I see that?
Let me correct you. You've been wrong all day. Right? I see why Def Jam got no.
I left. Hey, on the record, I left, Chase.
Okay, so I got Esco Bar, and then I have Esco Bar South, which is on the south side, and then I have Esco Seafood, which is only seafood. And then I have another spot called Members Only, which is an after-hour spot that serves food as well. So it's a total of four spots.
I was only off by 50%.
Yeah, man, you did good.
Still.
And then let's not forget about my nail spa, Pamper, that's next door to Escobar, that serves all the needs for men and women as far as, you know, I don't know if you get your lashes done or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But like,
Chain, you see my eyebrows?
But for real, you know, manicure, pedicure, does stuff for the ladies as well. I don't know if you saw the Tiny Desk, but I was like the first rapper to ever do a show while getting a pedicure. I saw it. They printed in the Guinness Book of World Records, the first ever. No other rapper has ever done this before, so that was good too.
You're gonna get so mad at me when I say this. You had the best Tiny Desk performance by a rapper this week.
Oh, you trying to start something? Listen, he did it. It wasn't me.
That's just you don't have to say anything. That's me saying.
I've learned how to ignore certain things in my life, and that's something I made. I like out even.
You don't need to say anything. I said it. How about that?
That's cool.
All right, so let's see if you ignore this question. We'll bring it back to basketball. Hypothetically, you're the captain of a team. You have to choose between Luka or Trae Young. Who are you picking?
You do that.
We're trying to hold your feet to the fire here.
I'm gonna go with Trae Young.
We knew you were gonna go with Trae Young. Yeah.
We're just seeing if
you're gonna swerve on that. That's all. But
Trae Young, confidently. Trae Young.
Okay. Okay. Just checking.
What, the Hawks going to do anything in the playoffs this year, Chance?
Yeah, we're going to make the playoffs.
Are they going to do anything in the playoffs? I didn't say
we are definitely going to make it. If you can miss say somebody's stuff, I can miss say something.
They're making the playoffs.
We're going to make the playoffs.
Might play the Nets first.
Well, Zion, you want to bring it up. Chance, are you a bandwagon Nets fan right now? I saw that Kyrie and KD give them your jersey.
So this is the thing. The Kyrie jersey that I had was from when he played for the Celtics. It was an all-star jersey that he gave me that I wanted him to sign for me. Mm-hmm. Now, KD and I have been friends before Golden State. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he's like the illest seven-footer they ever created. You know what I'm saying? And so, I gave him that. As soon as one of the balls went out of bounds, I gave him that. Gave him that look.
The signal?
Yeah. So, man, like, man, and then, like, I got to get one from Harden, too. Like, man, these people, man, I don't know, man. You know, we may just be taking things for granted, man. These are really, like, superstars, man. Like, like, some of the stuff they do is, like, for me that's watched basketball so long is really unheard of, unimaginable, how Kyrie, like, literally has the ball on a string. I've never seen anybody dribble like this. I seen him do a crossover where he rolled. I felt like he rolled it on the ground, like, mid-game. I don't know, bro, but, like, I'm just, like, someone that knows, like, I'm looking at some of the most elite players of all time, and I don't want to, like, get, like, receipts of this, you know.
He faked out LeBron pretty nice the other night.
Who
Young
did?
Zion posted that to Kyrie did.
Oh, Kyrie. Yeah, Kyrie got LeBron on a little cross, yeah.
Yeah, your shit started, Adam. That's
we all are, apparently. You know
why Complex hired you. Your shit started.
Yeah.
You're one of my favorite rappers. I loved your last album. I loved every album. I don't know if Tech's there. Tell Tech I said what up.
Okay. Thank you, man. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate the love. I appreciate this opportunity. Let's get ready for this game.
Let's do it. We can't wait to watch.
Thanks, Chance.
Thanks, Chance.
Right one.
Boys, fun episode. This was a lot of fun. I thought two very, very fun guests this week.
Yes, very, very, very fun. I'm glad 2 Chainz dunked on Adam. Kind of dunked on Chops, too.
He said, no wonder I don't work at Def Jam anymore. Yeah.
How'd he dunk on me, pal?
He said you like to start. He said you were, what did he say?
He said you were a muckraker, basically, Adam.
Which is accurate. Basically. That's what I've been in my
And I mean,
life.
I admitted to him that I'm a muck. I'm like, yeah, let's fucking muck it up. Yeah. I mucked the J.J. Watt thing today. I made Peloton trend. I was mucking it up.
Yeah, you guys just starting stuff for no reason.
I'm wondering, guys, as we go into March, should we do a bracket challenge? I think we should. I think we should do a pod bracket challenge.
Man, y'all don't even want. I don't even watch college basketball.
Zion, do you fill out brackets, or are you one of those college basketball fans like, no, I don't fill out a bracket?
No, I fill out brackets. I always fill out brackets. I always have a Duke bracket and then a normal bracket.
Okay, so I want to go head-to-head with Zion on a bracket. I think a lot of people would.
Wait, how many brackets do you fill out, pal?
2.
He just said Duke and a regular.
Stick to one.
This guy.
Except when I'm really confident Duke is winning, I'm going to have Duke winning every and just my main bracket.
In what, 10 brackets?
I think a lot of people would like to go against Zion in a bracket challenge because he talks a lot of shit about college hoops.
Y'all acting like brackets are expertise. Oh, they're literally luck.
Adam, you see the pivot? You see the pivot?
He's a habitual waffler, of course.
What? Brackets are not even expertise. They're not. Okay. Anything happens.
No. So then you should have no problem.
Did you have UMBC beating Virginia?
Yes.
No, you didn't. Because no, a one no, seed has never beat a 16 seed.
Okay, it's, but if you went, if you went 12-12 and on Thursday, you would be boasting and bragging about that shit.
We would never hear the end of that, Zion. If you went 12-12 on a Thursday,
I would. But that doesn't.
We need a bracket. We need a bracket, Adam. I want you to fill one out too. We need one.
Not fun.
Maybe even get Joe LaPuma to fill one out. Just UConn all the way. Yes, very fun episode. Shout out to Kenny. Shout out to Chains. If you haven't done so already, go subscribe to the podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify. Go leave those 5-star reviews. Let us know who you want to hear on the podcast. We got some fun things coming up later this week, next week. So we love y'all. Stay safe. Until next time, we'll see y'all later. And as always, a special thanks to our producers, Josh Dodd and Jasmine Plata, our audio editor, Misha Jones, our production manager, Sean Sel Correa, our talent booker, Shanice Kelman, our senior director of operations, Jen Stewart, our general manager, Donnie Kwok. This is a production of Complex Networks.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.